means you've been playing well on the play action. Trust your key. Okay, you see that hi-hat come up, it's pass, right? Okay, if you see that wing inserting, we got to squeeze that from our corner and safety spot. That's our key. He's the number two. He goes in like that, we got to come down on run, help on the Q lead, okay?
Hey, linebackers, when we call stunts up front for the D-line, it's not a blitz. Let the D-line clear, but read your keys still. You don't just run in there. It's not a blitz, all right? Read your keys.
Hey, when we're seeing that chat, make sure we're still making our calls, right?
Turnover is the name of the game. Three interceptions per side. Only one team has been able to capitalize on one of those turnovers, and that's Team Legacy. They took the opening drive 75 yards, led it 6-0 after a failed two-point conversion attempt, and then off the interception, their first of three, they scored again. That's where we stand right now as we begin the fourth, and nothing doing for Jaden Mason, the quarterback trying to get to the edge, instead ripped down and thrown down.
One of the advantages the defense have right now is when you're seeing the jet motion, you know it's going to be, it's the read, and the quarterback's either going to pull it or you're going to give it. But there's no counterplay coming back the other way. They don't have time to do something like that. And that's what you really need is a complementary player, something that's quick hitting up front, because the defensive linemen are all flying out of there quickly. The linebackers are flowing. That's where you'd like to have a counter going back the other way.
Carl Ware sniffed it out quickly from Redford Union High School. 60 tackles on the year, 20 for a loss. Jaden Mason, the quarterback, out of Big Rapids. Loves himself some history, trying to make some history here. Instead, he might gain a yard or two.
Will Gibson got in. I haven't called Will's name that much here. It's nice to see him come in and make a play from his defensive end position, number 13. Squeeze that down quickly.
Gibson out of Detroit. Cody wants to be a mechanical engineer when he gets older.
Good look at Gibson and Carl Ware, number one, from Redford Union.
Third down and 14. Pressure comes. Fumble! Boy, and more havoc created by Victor Nelson.
Man. Well, this is just pressure. Again, Victor Nelson's been unblockable for Legacy here this afternoon. And he's just going to come rip through the middle. Come from the left side. And you see him close down. And he's getting some help also. We talked about Will Gibson, number 13, getting in there. Just really no time.
No.
No time at all for Chase Brown to do anything with the football, and it's.
They hit nice.
Well, Mike Martin's a defensive guy. Greg Jones, a defensive guy. They love it. The reason the team legend was even in the position in the first place was because of Ryder Brokbeck. He had that interception. That's the third interception of the day for team legend.
Here, I'm going to give a suggestion for next year's game, Shep.
Okay.
You got two defensive coaches. Let's bring in a couple offensive coaches. This 12-0 with 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. So we need to see some more effective offense. But I said in the first half, offense takes so much more time to implement because it's so much timing.
It's tough with three practices.
It is. To put in with three. And defense, dudes, go get that ball right there.
Yeah.
Line up. Beat your guy over you. Find the football.
What you got to do is you got to make sure you're getting some quick hitters, some quick strikes things, right?
I'd like to see Team Legacy try to, maybe see them try to run the ball much lately. And maybe that's why.
Yeah, because it's collapsing quickly. Again, number 52, Isaiah Castillo. And there's the rules that we've talked about. No special teams. The offense gets it at the 25-yard line to start the game and the second half. Once you score a touchdown, those are the conversion opportunities. And remember, if you choose to punt it away, if you're in your opponent's territory, the ball is automatically placed at the 15. If it's your territory, it's the 25. Defensive lines for both squads. Very impressive today. Kinney with an inside give. Good run by Josh McCarty.
Slow going inside, isn't it? If you're the offense coordinator this game, you're not enjoying it. Because here's what you're working with. Okay, you got an offensive line that is struggling to pick up any type of pressure. And they're not even bringing blitz packages. So you really can't throw. You got to try to throw quick. And then the corners are playing uptight in cover two zone. And then the running game's not existing. So it's really tough to find something to hang your hat on.
Third down and eight for Gray Kinney. Pressure comes, and he's going to be dragged down by David Smith. That's just a strong bull rush. And on a fourth and 20, because of the rules today in the Legacy All-Star Classic, that will give him the ball at the 25-yard line at the other end.
Well, good job getting into the backfield. We've caught his name a lot, too, Shep. Number four, David Smith, Jr. It's been a Smith boys' days here. I mean, you talk about Noah Smith has played extremely well. David Smith has played well. Both were team legends, not related, just both Smiths, and they've done a good job on in secondary, getting pressure at the defensive line. I don't know, right now, if you're Greg Jones, you're saying, all right, there's 8:15. We've gone through 3.5 quarters, and we haven't done much offensively. I don't know where we're going to start.
And then, of course, for Team Legacy, their defensive line, Victor Nelson, Jacob Price, Jason Gant, causing all kinds of issues. We had mentioned the interception by Ryder Brokbeck earlier. He's from Grand Blanc, and he is with our Brooke Fletcher.
Yeah, guys, I was talking to Ryder. He told me he actually doesn't play DB. He actually is a running back. But clearly you're pretty good on defense. How has it been playing D today?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, I grew up playing defense, so it's really just like a second nature for me. But
walk me through that play.
So they had like, I think they did like a scissors. We were playing cover four. And then the guy on the inside did his scissor route. So he did a corner. And then I broke on it because that's my area to cover. And then the ball was a little overthrown, so I just got it.
Well, you were telling me that the turf monster got you. I haven't heard that before. What's the turf monster? Let's show your arm here.
There's my arm right here. But the turf monster, he's mad. He's a ground-up tire, and he really just, like, doesn't want you to score at all. Even if you want to, he just won't let you. But, I mean, if you're a dog, you will. And apparently I'm not a dog because I ain't score.
All right, guys, you got to keep out for that turf monster.
That'll trip you up a little bit. Thanks. Good game so far by Brokbeck, for sure.
So translate, he tripped on the field.
Yes, that's right.
Just want to translate for the people who don't know the turf monster and dogs and all that. We can translate here. He tripped with no one hitting him on the the field trip. Some people older than 25 watching this. So we have to. My generation, it's a different language.
Fifth drive of the half for Legend. Unable to get anything moving. On the ground with Kobe Hayward. That's the other thing we got to keep in mind. Most of these players, since they're among the best on their teams, play both ways. You can only play them one way in this Legacy All-Star Classic.
So, yeah, you might have some overlap where you have a lot of strength in one position. So then you take someone like Brokbeck and you put him on defense because you already have your stack maybe two or three running backs you think maybe are a little bit better, and he'd help you more playing defense.
It's a third down and six situation for Team Legend on this drive led by Matt Horniak. Flush from the pocket, throws across the middle, and nearly intercepted. Good linebacker drop by Mikey Guerra, and a good jumping of the route by Kimoni Fields.
The Guerra did a good job getting his depth. Fields coming downhill, and very fortunate Legends are that this was not intercepted. You have two defenders really kind of fighting over the ball. Undercut the route. Good job defensively once again, and now a fourth down in this time of the game, I think, with 7 minutes to go. Team Legend is going to try to get it, pick up first down here. Because you're fourth and five?
Fourth and seven, yep. They need it here. And it's so important that Greg Jones has called a timeout. Been a while since we've seen some scoring. But Dean Trailways brings you the scoring drives from earlier today. Very first drive of the day for either team, Team Legacy.
Oh, and it's going to be Gray Kinney under center. And this is just a little bit of a power play. You get overload the side check, put a couple extra bodies there, get an extra body at the point of attack. It's a straight power, and then the little jump pass on the screen. You get Tywan Williams coming across and get an opportunity to make another one later in the game. Couldn't quite finish the reception, but Tywan celebrating there a little bit. And that's it. It's been a short scoreboard here for us. 12-0 with 7-11 left. Good defense. Offense has struggled for both teams for the most part.
There's an old cliche that defense is ahead of offense when you're in training camp. And you know that by playing at Grand Valley and playing with the Lions. And that appears to be the case for both these teams.
Well, and this
they
is
got
like,
ready for this
right,
All-Star game.
Good point, Chef. And this is like training camp in the first week. You know, as the training camp goes on, 3-4 weeks, the offense starts to catch up. These guys have had basically 3 days and a few practices to try to get caught up and on the same page offensively.
The Legends have had the ball in the second half for over 9.5 minutes. They just have not been able to move the chains consistently. Hornyak on a 4th and 7. Good drop. Pressure comes. Has to unload. Does it cross the middle, and it's caught at the 45-yard line. Rodney Johnson hauled it in.
That's a nice job by Matt Hornyak stepping up in the pocket. The protection broke down on his left side. I thought they were almost running like a screen or draw because it looked like in that situation the left offensive tackle just released the DN, but he didn't. And nice job securing the catch by Rodney Johnson.
He's out of Ferndale High School.
The pressure's going to come from his left.
Have to be impressed with Hornyak's ability to keep his eyes downfield while feeling the pressure at the same time. So they march it into Legacy's territory. Hayward to the second level and inside the 40. Kobe Hayward out of East Lansing High School. Rushed for over 500 yards during the season. At some point, Team Legend may have to get a sense of urgency. We approach the 6-minute mark in the ball game. Second and short. A bubble to Muck. Alec Muck going the wrong way. Slips his way close to the 35 and close to a first down. Maybe a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards shy.
Alec Muck's got a little bit of shake now. It's a couple times that he's made some people miss.
Hey, fans, help us decide who wins the Football Week in Michigan photo contest presented by Kroger. And you get $2,500. Head over to FoxSportsDetroit.com to see the top 10 finalists and tweet to vote for your favorite photo once a day. The voting period ends tonight at midnight, so log on and help decide a winner. That winner, $2,500 richer after tonight. Third and two. Pressure comes. Hornyak lofts it sideline, incomplete, and intended for LaShawn Bright out of Lawrence Central.
Yeah, LaShawn Bright running the go route down the side, and Michael Willingham running stride for stride inside and just kept pushing him to the outside. This is good opening up. They're playing zone now. It's not like he's up in press. He's got deep third, so he's bailing on the Bright comes off the line of scrimmage. Willingham is already bailing because he knows he's got to get back to his third. He does a good job, and the ball just overthrown. Set up another fourth down situation. See if the Legends converted on the last 4th and 7. Here's about a 4th and 2.
They've already converted one big fourth down. It was 4th and 7. You mentioned Michael Willingham out of Novi High School. He's got his eyes on the future. He's already taken a couple of college credits already. Push him back 5.
First down.
That's the second time that
still fourth down.
Alex Muck has jumped on a motion from his slot position, and that's people have a hard time with that because as a receiver, you're really not even supposed to listen to the snap code. Just looking at the ball, I listen as a tight end, you listen to it, but as
you're
a receiver,
on the end of the line,
just look at how here you can hear the quarterback as well. It's not a venue that's loud like in the Big Ten or the professional level. So just look at the ball and snap, go.
They converted a 4th-and-7 to get to this spot. Now they're staring at another with 5 minutes left and trailing 12-0. Hornyak rolling to his right, throwing across his body. It's caught and close to a first down, and I believe he got it, but it was a nice pitch and catch and a good delivery there by Hornyak.
Well, Hornyak did a good job getting loose and finding up. That was number 83. That was Drew O'Connor. First time we called Drew's name here today.
Another no.
I thought Hornyak was going to tuck this and go. I thought he could have picked it up running, but Drew O'Connor just comes right across on a little crossing route. Good job keeping his head downfield. Gets close to the line of scrimmage, dumps it.
I love to see stories like that. Drew O'Connor out of Novi High School, who tore his LCL in a sophomore and now playing in an all-star game. Key first down. They've converted 2 fourth downs on this drive. Pressure comes on Chase Brown. And down he goes. Jason Gant just swallowed him up.
Well, Jason Gant ran that one down using that length. Chase Brown was trying to set up to deliver the ball. Once he gets forced out of the pocket, he tries to square up. By squaring up, getting ready to deliver, you see Gant come flying from the weak side and swallow him up. Like a praying mantis.
Loss of 3 on the play. Brings up 2nd down and 13. It was an interesting decision by Coach Jones to bring in Chase Brown when it was Matt Hornyak leading the drive to this point. And now Hornyak back in for the 10th play of this drive. And again, 3:35 and counting. Down a couple of scores.
You can't give up. You know, it seems like everyone's trying to go down the field too much.
He does go down the field. He's got a man open. Nice grab on the right side. And touchdown! Team legend!
We'd like to give the props here.
Well, Noah Smith's been a difference maker on the defensive side, and now he scores Legends' lone touchdown.
So they bring Noah Smith, who was a defender. Now they put him on the offensive ball, and he's able to get free. But nice job at Hornyak, buying time in the pocket. They bring him back in the game, and you see the athleticism of number 7. I told you, of all the guys I've watched here today, that Noah Smith, number 7, has turned my head. You know, I didn't want to give him credit for that score because I saw it was Noah Smith 7, but I know he's been playing safety because I didn't know they could, flip-flop. Maybe just you can spot film. You know, you see you had to play one side or the other.
And Greg Jones is glad he can play both sides of the football. And now he's going to go for it. And this is what you mentioned because of the options. Remember, if you take it at the 5-yard line, it's a 1-point conversion. A 10-yard line, 2-point conversion. You can get it in from the 15-yard line. It would be worth 3 points, and that's what Greg Jones is going to do here.
I'm trying to think why. Go for 1. Go from the 5. Because the 3 gives you 9. There's no field goals. You have to score another touchdown anyway. So just go whatever's easiest. Go from the 1.
If you
make
go
it
from
7.
Make it 7, and another touchdown, you win either way, right? And that's what's going to happen. Of course, remember this. No onside kick, so your defense is going to have to step forward like they did before, led by that man, Noah Smith.
Wildcat Team Sales is Michigan's premier team outfitter and number one Adidas dealer in the Midwest. Topcat carries the latest team gear, uniforms, spirit wear, and hard-to-get products, all with the personalized service you deserve. Topcat sales professionals have solutions to all of your branded team ordering, including custom online spirit shots. Your team deserves to look great on and off the field. Take your brand to the top.
People start lining up before dawn. They're here for water. Some people have forgotten about Flint, but Nestle Waters never did. 3 years later, they're still providing spring water. 100,000 bottles a week, completely free. In Flint, we haven't given up because we have friends like Nestle Waters.
The Black Friday event starts now, only at Allstate Home Leisure. Make it an unforgettable holiday season with a new pool table or shuffleboard table. Choose from family games. Entertain with brand new kitchen and bar stools. Relax in front of your new fireplace or treat yourself to a jacuzzi hot tub. Hurry in to the Black Friday event today, only at Allstate Home Leisure. Sale ends soon at our five Metro Detroit locations and homeleisure.com.
Knicks, Pistons, Tuesday at 6:30 on Fox Sports Detroit.
Armin Art's Big Money Moments, courtesy of the senior safety Noah Smith from Lansing Everett. A couple of interceptions today, and when his team needed it most to cap off a 10-play, 75-yard drive, it was Smith putting on his offensive jersey to get the touchdown for Team Legend. Now for a three-point conversion from the 15-yard line. Matt Horniak. Low snap handled, steps up in the pocket, and that was doomed from the very beginning. Good hard tackle by Kimani Fields from Warren Mott. But still, Team Legend traveled 75 yards in 10 plays, used 5 minutes, and they've pulled to within six.
Another look here once again. Initially, another bad snap, and quarterbacks all day for the Legend have been struggling with the ball coming low, high, and that just screws up the timing of everything, especially when pressure's coming. As quarterback, you want to have the ball in your hand, get it in the load position as quick as you can, up by your shoulder, to deliver it and get it out of the pocket because you know the heat's coming.
Brooke Fletcher is with their quarterback, Matt Horniak. Brooke?
Yeah, Matt, you guys were struggling to get some points on the board this game, so walk me through that last play where you got that touchdown.
Well, our line took initiative to give us a little bit of time. Our receivers ran great routes, and I just had to do the easy part and give the ball to the receivers.
Now, you broke your school record for the single passing yards for your school. So, I mean, how does that feel to be breaking records at your school and being here today?
I mean, it's great to be known at that school past the time that I'm here. But I couldn't do it without my teammates.
Oh, it looks like you just got the ball back. So it looks like you're about to be going out on the field. All right, we'll let you go. Matt, back to you.
May get another chance. Thanks, Brooke, very much. That jump ball intercepted by Team Legend safety Jack Krause from Brighton.
Oh, what a great name for a safety.
Paul Krause.
Yeah, that was just an ill-advised throw. I'm not sure what Greg Kenny was doing. You want to eat that ball in that situation. He's obviously not very happy. See, look at Greg Jones here. That is one man who is happy. But, you know, let's go back to extra point. Okay, I want to ask Greg Jones. This is Greg. Why did you go from the 15-yard line? You're going to get, if you score, you get six. Now it's a tie game.
Yeah.
We could get overtime.
Krause, by the way, from Brighton, has been offered a baseball scholarship to Bowling Green State. Nominated as a defensive player of the year in Livingston County. And a 4.0 student as well. Made a really smart play there on that jump ball. And gives it back to his offense with 3:04 left. They're going to tie it or take the lead. Brown. Pressure comes. Flag on the play. That's going to be a face mask.
Yeah, it's going to be a penalty. Face mask penalty. He didn't actually grab the mask, but you grab any part inside of the helmet, And that time it was. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring him first and 10 on the 37-yard line, 38-yard line. Going in. Another look. I think we're going to have a close-up here. Hopefully somebody can take a look at that penalty. From how I saw Chef, I don't think he actually grabbed the mask, but it looks like he grabs inside the helmet. Here's a nice close replay. Kind of like right inside, like by the eye socket there.
Yeah.
So it is a penalty.
I thought he got it.
Defense, five-yard penalty from the end of the run. Repeat first down.
Well, is high school not 15? I mean, I didn't know they had the choice because...
I believe for the All-Star game here, every penalty is 5 yards.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I guess I should have read my packet a little bit closer.
Chase Brown in at quarterback.
Oh, that's a spot foul, too. So it only ends up being a one-yard game.
3 minutes to go. Been a defensive arm wrestling match between these two teams. Pressure comes on Brown, wiggles away from it, but he couldn't get loose from Carl Ware.
Well, Carl Ware gets the sack, but the pressure really came first by Will Gibson, number 13, is going to force Horniak, or actually Chase Brown, out of the pocket. He spins right into Ware. You can see it come from the bottom. The inside move by Gibson, and then when Brown turns, Ware is right there. And if you're Chase Brown, you better beware. Because he's coming.
Carl Ware from Redford Union plans to pursue a sports business management degree. Second and 20. Downfield intended for Bright. Makes the adjustment but can't haul it in. Good coverage by Michael Willingham.
Well, you're going to have a hard time when teams are playing cover three and cover four. It's hard to throw over the top of it, especially if you have understanding of down and distance and situational football. There's a minute 53 in the game. You know they're trying to go up over top. So if I'm Team Legends, I'm looking at snapping something off here, throwing a back shoulder throw or having them throw something shorter because you're going up over the top. You see the DBs running easy and the safety's also coming over the top. They're looking for you trying to go deep. Now it's third and 20, Shep.
Well, you also have to recognize that you're not going to make up 20 yards for the most part. So maybe chip away at it. Maybe something
some
for 10 and runs, then 10. Yeah.
Clear outside. Maybe run your slot on, run a wheel route. And then maybe you throw that on the wheel route, the slot goes out and then down the side, or run the guy in the outside guy, run about a 10-yard curl inside. They'll start panic and run with the wheel, throw the curl.
Team Legends converted a couple of fourth downs, but they're 1-for-9 on third downs and a stoppage of play and a timeout for Mike Martin and Team Legacy. That gives Greg Jones and company a chance to talk over what play they want to run. Go down to the sidelines and Brooke Fletcher.
Yeah, I'm here with Jack Krause and Micah Kretzinger on the Legends team. Now, and Jack had that huge interception that kept you guys in the game, actually. So walk me through that. Was that an easy read for you?
I kind of just kept getting depth because the play kept going on and on. And then I saw him chuck it up, and I was in a good position to make a play, and I just high-pointed it and made a play.
Let's talk about the coaches here. And we have the coaches mic'd up, obviously, but we haven't been able to use a lot of the sound from Team Legend. So how have the coaches been this past week, Micah?
They've really just been fired up. They really want us to be our full potential. And, you know, they say this is our last chance. And so we want to make the best impression, and so they want us to have the best impression. So they've been really fired up.
That's a safe answer, you guys. Matt, back to you.
All right, thanks, Brooke. Kretzinger's had a nice game from Jackson High School. Krause has had a nice game from Brighton High School.
you know, not many points in this game, and not much flow, and a lot of good plays. It's kind of weird. I've seen a lot of good, you know, interceptions. I mean, we've had a half dozen or more interceptions between the two teams. Guys ball hawking in the back end. We've seen a couple good catches. Just the real, I think the struggles with the offensive lines on both sides.
Yeah.
The defensive lines have been better, and we keep repeating it. Why they're better in a short week like this getting together, you're going to be better up front defensively. They meant to look at, you know, this game is, it's a really neat event. It's 2 years now, and by the third year, man, we'll look at changing the rules to try to make it a little bit easier in the pass blocking scheme for the offensive line. Maybe you have to designate who's coming. Maybe you can only rush three. Whatever it is, just to try to create a little bit more offense in the passing game.
A third down and 20 for Chase Brown. Pressure from the edge. He unloads, and it's caught and completed to, out of the backfield, Kobe Hayward. Strong run after the grab to the 41-yard line. Needs to get to the Legacy 43, 42 or so.
Yeah, in this situation, you have to go for it. I think this would have been more advice to do on second down. You see him doing third down. You're second and 20, and you just tried chucking it up deep, as Krause said, chuck it, as some chuck it. They pick up about 78 yards. If you could have done this a couple times, it puts you in a much more manageable fourth down. Now you're at a fourth down and 14. You're going to see the defensive backs. They're all going to probably put their heels back to where the sticks are, try to keep in front of them.
Remember,
linebackers are going to fly out and take deep drops.
Now, remember their scoring drive. They converted two, fourth down and seven. Under a minute to go. Brown steps up, balances up, and down he goes. Carl Ware finished it off and sealed the deal for Legacy.
Yep. Just one timeout remaining for Legend. They can only stop the clock once, and I'm looking forward to seeing Coach Jones and Coach Martin shake hands at midfield. And here's a look. A little bit of time. Once again, a good job just ad-libbing by Brown, but it just seems like a wave of blue shirts, one after another, and the offensive line have not fared well against this defensive front today.
No, and in fairness to Team Legend, their defense hasn't allowed a score since the opening quarter, and to a certain extent, really, they allowed only one touchdown. Sure, the second one was first and goal from the 10 after the interception. So both defenses very stout here today on this Sunday. Greg Kinney can just take a knee.
Winning coach Mike Martin's got to be pretty thrilled.
There's the knee from Kinney.
Hey, get there, baby! Get there!
That was after the game-clinching sack. And now his team will take a knee and win the second ever Legacy All-Star Game. 12-6 in a defensive tug-of-war. A lot of playmakers on the field today. Most of them on the defensive side of the ball. It's fun to watch. Fun to listen to, and no doubt a blast for these young men to play in. For many, it might be the last time they play a football game. It's not like other sports where you can play. You can round up some buddies in hockey, and you can round up some friends for some softball,
basketball. Yep.
Right. Can't do that in football. You can play flag football to a certain extent, like I did once the college days were over, but not like this. The player of the game brought to you by Top Dog Movers. It goes to Legacy quarterback Greg Kinney. A rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown for the captain from Seaholm High School. That pass to Taiwan Williams. They gave him a 12-0 lead, and that's all they really needed. They end up winning it 12-6.
Well, Shep, you know, looking at this game and look back on it, it was an entertaining game, but I'm asking you, how do you think you could make it better so the offenses, because the offenses, with three practices, it's tough. Really tough coming into the defensive, your poor quarterbacks. I mean, I'm not sure. Your quarterbacks are taking a pounding in this game. So is it a rush three?
I think you have to take what the NFL Pro Bowl does. You have to limit the amount of blitzes, limit the amount of opportunities to get to the quarterback. Both coaches wanted this one, but only Mike Martin came out in front. And they're both with Brooke Fletcher. Brooke?
Hey, I should keep you entertained the entire day.
I should have waited.
Let the smack talking begin, you guys. Guys, it's about the players. How would you rate, you know, it is a game, and unfortunately one team has to win, but how would you rate your players today and how they played?
Look, these guys, they came out, they put all on the field. And like you said, it was not about Greg and I. We were just out here trying to make sure these guys could do the best, you know, that they could, and they did. They put all out there, so I'm proud of them.
Let's talk about after this game and to those players that may not get that call. Right. What advice do you have for them?
Just keep working. Keep working. Just because it doesn't happen right now does not mean it won't happen later. That's my number one thing. Keep working. Keep grinding.
How proud are you of these guys?
I'm super proud. I think we started a little slow, but, I mean, especially on defense, ended up with, like, four turnovers. I thought they did a great job.
And what do you have to say to Mike here? You were talking a lot of smack before the game, Greg. I'm not going to lie.
I still want to say to Mike that I went 3-1 versus him. He's at Michigan. And but congratulations, though. Honest to God, the guys played amazing, though. Yeah.
All right, I got to let you. You got to talk.
Look, Greg, you're stuck in the past. Let's talk the present, all right? I'm proud of these guys. They got it done, all right? So let's give it to them.
All right, I'll let these two get back to smack talking. Back to you, Matt.
All right, Brooke, thanks very much. Nice job on the storytelling and the interviews all day long. Justin Sasante, who runs this fine facility, is now addressing the crowd and appreciating everyone coming out for their support and appreciating these teams for all their hard work, their 3 days of practice, and their focus on trying to be better. And there's the good-looking trophy for the Legacy All-Star Game Championship, won by Team Legacy. Well, there's no doubt some of these players turned some heads here today, and we hope you enjoyed our broadcast of the Legacy All-Star Game here in Brighton. For Rob Rubick, Brooke Fletcher, our entire Fox Sports Detroit crew, I'm Matt Shepard saying so long. Again, the final score, Team Legacy 12, Team Legend 6. You've been watching the Legacy All-Star Game on Fox Sports Detroit. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Pistons basketball right around the corner here on your home for Pistons basketball, Fox Sports Detroit.